A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The kingdom of God will be as when a man who was going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." And then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him, "You wicked, lazy servant, you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Gospel today, story of a man with many talents. As I think of Brother George, I think he was a man of many talents. Perhaps you agree. As I look at his life, I see a musician, poet, a writer, gifted in languages, gifted in people skills, funny, charming, witting, but also very wise, and had a way to cut right to a very important point and make you laugh about it even if it was a difficult point. His management skills, his common sense, athletic, strong. Maybe I should pause and call to mind some of his talents that you appreciated. But you know, this parable is not about the talents. It's about what you do with the talents. And Brother George was given many talents, but Brother George used them well for the kingdom of God. Certainly we hear that the one who uses their talents hears at their judgment at the end of their life, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so to Brother George, I would like to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But my saying that isn't as important as God's saying that. And so I would like to take a moment to testify how in my life I saw Brother George use his many talents. Maybe later you can do the same. But he loved music, And you know, he started out playing music in a piano bar. A little cognac jar would take tips. And he worked his way all the way up to playing Sunday morning 7 a.m. Mass at St. Paul's Shipwreck Choir. And he was so proud of that. He'd come back, tell me, you know, the ladies tell me how good I am and how much they appreciate my playing. But you never say that. His banking skills, as you may know, was a great benefit to our order. He was our treasurer and also instituted our central banking. His management skills, I think that's one of his greatest talents, his people skills used to really motivate people to get them to work together for the better. He used that much in our order, counselor to the provincials. Used that, I'm sure, at St. Mary's Medical Center, where just like at Bank of America, he started out at one of the entry positions and worked his way to vice president. So from teller to vice president. At St. Mary's Medical Center, chaplain, which he loved. But then, with great discernment, accepted to take management leadership roles because he felt that's what God was calling him to do, and became vice president there. And I know some from St. Mary's are here sharing that. But George always was available for whatever you needed. He would stop what he was doing, always had an open door at work. He would use his connections, right, to help others, to get them a job, help St. Paul the Shipwreck, and Catholic Healthcare, West grants. But you know, my favorite people skill, my favorite talent, and the way George used it, was the way he made everyone he talked to or related to feel comfortable, to feel like they were his friend. Because they really were. And you know, all of us have many faults. And often I and others, we tend to see others' faults. George always saw the good in another person. And he would celebrate that good. And he would call it out. And he'd allow you to share that good and to exercise that good. And he'd go along and share in that with you. Whether it be movies, literature, athletics. And then, when you knew you had a friend, you felt secure, trusted, and loved, then if the time came up, he would not hesitate to share about some of your faults so that you could become a better person. And so, he was like St. Francis, a peacemaker. Building bridges, negotiating union contracts at the hospital. I'd call him in sometimes for marriage counseling, people I was trying to help. George, in this second reading that we had today, was a person who never differentiated between rich or poor. He saw the dignity of every single person. And that last line in that second reading, that for those who did not show mercy, judgment will be merciless. But for those who show mercy, they can laugh at judgment. That's a translation from the New Jerusalem Bible. George loved to laugh. And he truly showed mercy all his life. And now he can laugh at judgment. George had a spiritual side too. And I'd like to testify to this because I'm not sure how many people really saw that. Probably saw it in his actions, but he would pray. And over the years became more and more a person of prayer. He loved the book, The Imitation of Christ. And he would read a little bit from that every single morning. One day, I shouldn't share this, but one day in the chapel it was missing after the morning mass, and he tried real hard to find another translation that he liked as much and never succeeded. George as you know, loved movies and would sneak out to a movie every now and then. One day he snuck out and saw a very unpopular movie about little Teresa of Jesus, the little flower, St. Teresa Lisieux. And he shared with me how that movie infected his spiritual life. For he had done many great things, but her way was the little way. And he found great joy in serving others and serving God in ways that no one else would notice. And he would say, you know, I used to walk around the kitchen and see a fryer who left out a dish or left a sponge on the sink. And I used to get upset and complain about that. But now I think, I can put that away. I can clean that dish out of love, out of service to Jesus. Another spiritual aspect of George that profoundly struck me was when he came down with cancer. You know, we used to joke that Betty, his former wife, saved his life. We only half joked, because what had happened when one day when he had heard of the news of her passing on his way into work out of grief, and he had atrial fibrillation, his heart started to race. And so when he finally got to work, he had to go to the emergency room, and they x-rayed his chest, and they found the beginnings of lung cancer, a little spot on the x-ray. Because of that early detection, because of Betty's intervention, we believed, it was able to be detected. And he had part of his lung removed and received chemotherapy. And he shared with me that as he got the disease and went through the suffering, he would ask God, why me? And then one day, sitting in the chemotherapy room with about 30 other patients, he looked around and realized and asked, why not me? That he was not any different than anyone else. And his role was to journey with those patients and to cheer them up. And finally, in conclusion, but it'll be a long conclusion. Natalie asked me, what was my favorite Brother George or Uncle George story? This is my favorite one, because it displays the heart of who George was. You see, one of the things I had the privilege of doing here at Shipwreck is to manage after-school sports and arts program. And management is not my strong suit. But George was a great manager. And so we would spend hours, and I would share all the problems that I was going through in the program. And he would give me advice. And we'd sit there usually doing this over TV, watching Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune or Dancing with the Stars, many of his favorite shows. But he would always put down what he's doing to listen. And I shared this story with him, that we had a team in the athletic program who was undefeated, but the kids were behaving badly. And so what he did, our coaches, according to the philosophy of our program, withdrew the team from competition and they forfeited all the rest of their games. They certainly would have won the championship. And the coaches believed that even though it wasn't all the kids, but what we do as a team, we do together, and suffered the consequences together. And I shared with him that story and how the father of one of the good kids that wasn't acting up, they're all good kids, forgive me, but the one who wasn't acting up, came to me and asked that I buy a trophy because his son deserved a trophy that they would have won. And I refused to do that for the father. I said, the team's got to stay together and suffer the consequences together. He listened to that story. He said to me, you know, Paul, I don't think you understand how much that father is trying to raise his children and do right by him. I think I'd buy that trophy. I bought that trophy. What I see is that George, amongst all the things he was, His greatest joy was being a father. He loved his children, and he understood what fathers go through. He loved all his children, and he would share about them. When Laura would come from Argentina to visit, and how they would sit at the patio of the club and have a beer, and he would enjoy it. He didn't like beer. But when he was with Laura, he enjoyed it. And he would share about Jack and Kathy and how he's proud that they're doing so well, and Mike and Ava, and Natalie, and Catherine, and how they were such beautiful young ladies. And even about Dylan and Gavin. He was a father. You know, we call Brother George brother, and we call some fathers, some brothers, some friars brother, some friars father. Brother George was a real Franciscan father. And if there was anything that he ever shared that was sad about his children, it was because sometimes he shared he wished they would go to church more. Now, no guilt intended. Well, maybe a little bit. But isn't that really true for all of us? God, our Father in heaven, loves us so, takes delight in all his children without distinction, the good and the bad, and wants us and showers us with talents and wants us to use them. But oh, how sometimes I bet you God wishes we'd spend a little more time with him. Think of him a little bit more. Serve him more with those talents, so that we too might hear at the end of our lives from our Father in heaven, who loves us more than we'll ever know, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In this Mass, in these times, we're praying for Brother George. He be fully perfected through purgatory as we pray for the dead, because he had a fault or two. Might have been that handicap plaque that he used too often. But today is not only about him, it's about us. And how will we live? All of us are given many talents. Some more than others, some one, some two, some five. But it isn't about how many talents you're given. It's what you do with them. Yeah. And so let us all honor our Lord and Savior, our Father in heaven, and even Brother George, by using our talents for the good of the kingdom, so that we too, like I'm sure Brother George is hearing, or will soon hear after his short time being purified, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Father."